It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Olympics in Paris are now at a close, and Team USA walked away from the Games with a total of 126 medals.
The U.S. delegation included 18 athletes from Wisconsin, and yes, some of them are coming home with medals, plus some athletes with Wisconsin ties competed for other countries.
We're taking a look at Team Wisconsin and the top performances from the state's Olympic athletes, plus find out who might be back in 2028.
J.R. Radcliffe is a sports reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. J.R., welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Hey, good to be with you guys again.
When I last talked to you, J.R., I was asking, how much Olympics are you going to be able to watch? How much Olympics were you able to watch?
Well, we watched a lot. Certainly, it was fun to have the two-pronged approach where you could get up in the morning, catch up on what you missed, watch some live stuff, watch some of the big stuff at 2 o'clock in the afternoon or so, and then catch it all kind of curated differently in prime time. I thought that was a really cool touch. NBC really had it figured out, I thought, this year, and so the prime time stuff would be more with my family, and it was cool to catch up on stuff we missed and also to kind of relive the stuff that we already knew was coming. It was pretty sweet.
Let's check out some of our Wisconsin athletes, starting with team sports. Milwaukee Bucks Giannis Antetokounmpo, one of the biggest names from Wisconsin in, recent history. He played for Greece in men's basketball. Germany eliminated Greece, but how did Giannis do?
Yeah, that was a really good Olympics for him. And a sigh of relief, I think, for Bucks fans that he came through without seemingly any injury after missing the end of the season with a really bad calf injury and missing the playoffs. I'm sure there were Bucks fans that would have rather seen him not play at all after all that. But obviously, very cool moment. It was the first time Greece had been there since 2008 in the Olympics. Great for him to represent his country. He scored 28 points per game. They played four games. They were the last team to make it out of pool play, going 1-2. Got a win over a very nice Australia team. And then lost to Germany in the bracketed portion, the knockout portion. Again, that's probably as good as you could have expected for Greece. They were in a very difficult pool. They had to play some just truly excellent teams, and making it to the knockout round is no small thing. So that was great for Greece, great for Giannis, and now he can come home.
And 2028, I assume if Giannis tries out for the Greece team, he'll probably make the squad, right?
Oh, one would definitely assume. Four years, he'll finally be in his 30s. He's going to turn 30 in December. So he'll be what, 33 years old at that point for the next Olympic cycle. But no doubt in my mind, he'll still be one of the best players in the world. And Greece would love to have him back, I'm sure, as well as his brothers if they're healthy and able to play. Kostas, his younger brother, was going to be part of the team and got hurt. Not a superstar player like Giannis is, but someone who will probably still be in that player pool going forward.
Team USA men's basketball, Oshkosh's own Tyrese Haliburton, NBA star, on the squad, gets a gold medal. He was the 12th man, though. It doesn't sound like he did a whole ton this time around.
He had one of the best tweets of the Olympics after he came home with gold and showed off his gold medal and something to the effect of, when you don't do any of the work but get an A on the group project, a lot of people really enjoyed that. He's a young ascending player. There were guys who with experience, both Olympic and otherwise, who, yes, were ahead of him on the depth chart. He got a few, he got some time to shine as the team was preparing for Paris and everything like that. And he's still a key part of getting the teammates ready, if nothing else. So he still gets gold like everybody else. Very cool for the Oshkosh North product to come back with a medal in his first Olympics.
And that's a team where there's going to be some turnover with some of those senior players you mentioned. So we could see Tyrese in the Olympics again. Turning to women's soccer, UW-Madison's Rose Lavelle, a new gold medal in her possession now. And, some tight games there. A lot of one zeros and no guaranteed outcomes in those.
Some of the best, I thought, some of the most exciting, dramatic Team USA moments in these Olympics were from these soccer games. Like you said, 1-0 in the quarterfinal over Japan on a great goal by Trinity Rodman. 1-0 over Germany in the semifinal. 1-0 over Brazil in the gold medal match. Very fun. Rose Lavelle has a very decorated career. She's an Ohio native, but went to the University of Wisconsin. She's got a ton of success. you know, on her ledger at this point. And she is not, she played in the matches. She didn't play the whole matches. She wasn't on the field when they were able to clinch gold. So, you know, even at age 29, she's kind of on the veteran end of the spectrum at this point. But yes, she will bring home gold. She's had quite the team had quite the photo shoot. She's definitely got some good, she's wearing sunglasses, having a very good time. It's definitely a vibe. Rose Lavelle, enjoying her time there and coming back with another gold.
Talking to J.R. Radcliffe, sports reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at Team Wisconsin's performance in the 2024 Summer Olympics, both for Team USA, some representing other countries as well. A lot of attention on track. The sprinter from Rice Lake, Kenny Bednarik, he took a silver back at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. A lot of expectations. Here's Kenny Bednarik speaking earlier on Wisconsin Life.
First thing I always say is 100. It's easier for me to run that because it's quicker. You have no time to really make any errors because, you know, it's quick. It's like, you know, 9 seconds. And then with the 200, something's just different about that. I mean, you have to have speed, but you also have to have a little stamina with that. Once they get on that last 100 meters, if your technique is not on point, you're going to start decelerating at a fast rate. And that's something I like about the 200 is just, you know, getting out on the turn and then who can hold on to the top speed for the longest is going to win the race.
All right. So there he's saying the 100 is easier, but hang on. He didn't medal in the 100, but he comes home with silver in the 200, JR.
And a really great occasion for him. He's now a 2-time silver medalist in that event. I really, really thought he was going to win gold. I really believed it. Even after he took 7th in the 100, even though Noah Lyles was the spotlighted athlete and expected to win, he did end up taking bronze. Noah Lyles did, but I really thought Kenny Bednarik was going to win that event. And, you know, he gave it his best shot. I mean, that was a really good time, 19.62 seconds to Bogo from Botswana. Botswana does not win many medals. This is a huge occasion for that country. So you have to love that part of it as well. And Kenny comes away with his second straight silver. Then I thought, well, maybe he'll still get that gold medal in the 4x100. He'll get a chance to compete with the, you know, with the men's relay. They have these historic, amazing problems with baton handoffs, and this was no different. Kenny was right in the middle of that. He just kind of got out a little too fast and ended up taking the baton outside of the exchange zone, so they got disqualified. They weren't going to medal anyway, I don't think. So that was disappointing because I really thought that this was a gold medal opportunity for him. But obviously, when you win silvers in back-to-back Olympics, that is a massive, massive accomplishment. And his story isn't done either. You know,
yeah.
he could easily, you know, he'll still be in his 20s the next time the Olympics roll around. You could easily see him back in some of these events again.
I was going to say, I was wondering, is it too early to start thinking about 2028? Not too early for Kenny Bednarik. He's already talking about gold in 2028. So we can keep an eye on him next time around. By the way, people could check out that full Wisconsin Life piece with Kenny Bednarik. Check it out at WPR.org. Also, while there, you can hear from Nick Rusher from West Bend on the men's 8 rowing team. I talked to him and his mom. That men's 8 JR came home with bronze.
They did, and that was pretty sweet. You know, Nick Rusher's got an interesting backstory. His parents both rowed at the Olympics. I believe they met as rowers. His sister has rowed in the Olympics, but he's the guy who came back with a medal. He came back with bronze, and that was, I don't think it was like out of the realm of possibility, but it wasn't a given that they would come away with a medal. I think rowing in general did just okay at these Olympics from Team USA. A lot of Wisconsin connections, both on the men's and women's side in the rowing competition. More for sure on the women's side. You know, Maddie Wanamaker and Lauren O'Connor are Wisconsin natives, Sophia Vitas. And so they unfortunately did not come back with anything, but Nick Rusher and the eights, they get the bronze. I often love the bronze medal ones because those athletes typically, I don't think, go into the finals expecting to medal. There are obviously cases where athletes fall and are maybe are competing for gold, but the people seem to be really appreciative when they get a bronze medal. I kind of love those maybe just as much as gold. And that was the case for the men's eights, like you said.
Gosh, JR, so much Wisconsin here. We're not going to get to everybody. Any performances that you were focusing on or took away from this one that I haven't brought up yet?
Yeah, I think we hit almost all of the athletes from Wisconsin who did medal. Aleph Kelter, mm-hmm. she's an Alaska native, but she went to the University of Wisconsin, was with the rugby team, the women's sevens rugby team. And they were early on in the Olympics. I don't know if there's so much that's happened since then. If people remember, they won the bronze medal on a walk-off, like basically what I would equate to a a kickoff return for touchdown in the final minute in football. It was this breakaway against a team that they were not supposed to defeat, and they wind up winning the bronze medal in kind of thrilling fashion. That is not a sport that USA traditionally has that level of success in. So that was really cool. Alef Kelter had a very, very good Olympics. She didn't have that last breakaway, but she scored quite a bit for Team USA.
JR, quite a story there. If I remember, Alef Kelter played hockey and soccer at UW-Madison, and now here she is on the rugby Olympic squad.
That's right. Yep. She was a multi-sport athlete at Wisconsin, then found something else after she graduated. So that was pretty cool. Otherwise, there was a couple close calls right in a row, a couple UW athletes who just took fourth, just missed. Mo Ahmed, who was racing for Canada in one of the distance races on track and field, and Phoebe Bacon in the backstroke and swimming, just barely missed bronze medals. Both of those athletes went to Wisconsin. So I think that's it. I think we hit on all of them. There were a lot of Wisconsin athletes there. There was a really healthy contingent, and a lot of obviously a lot of them were in competition for medals.
And JR, the whole shebang ended with the closing ceremony and then the preview of the LA Olympics in 4 years. Do you think you could pull that assignment to go and watch this one in person?
I don't know. Honestly, I have not given that any thought yet. I feel like somebody from our operation should be there. I don't know if I'd necessarily be the first choice, but we will see. It's going to be a super interesting Olympic cycle, and I don't want to skip over 2 years from now the Winter Olympics, mm-hmm. because we've got in Keewaskum Jordan Stoles, the speed skater, who was very young in the last Olympics and is regarded right now as one of the best in the world and will be somebody to looked upon to get a lot of medals. So Wisconsin always has a healthy contingent of Winter Olympians, speed skaters in particular, and I would expect that we're going to hear a lot about those guys in the next couple of years.
JR, thanks for joining us. Good to talk to you again.
Absolutely. Anytime, guys.
That's JR Radcliffe, sports reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's with us to round up how Wisconsin's Olympians did in the 2024 games. Hang on, still the Paralympics to go and a huge UW Whitewater contingent in men's and women's wheelchair basketball. Stay tuned.